see that?
Yeah. No, I mean, like...
Only on the video camera, yeah. But not in real life, but on the camera. Yeah. Clearly a Slender Man.
He's really tall, and, like,
he's really got this tall, and he's got a lot, like, of arms.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, then, folks.
So...
He's directly in front of us.
So...
Here goes nothing. Is it, like,
and
oh, yeah, and put up. And I was saying
Nope, he's still in front of us. That's actually a picture in the camera.
Oh, okay. It's okay. Just, it comes...
He's not real.
With the camera.
He's not real. Slenderman's not real. Slenderman's not real. Slenderman's not real.
Isn't he?
What are we doing here, guys?
Confusion.
Why? Oh, my God. Why? That was a kind of a paraphrasing.
I can't tell.
Also,
what's going on?
Highball, give us money.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But for you,
it's
Red Bull.
It's Red Ball. Give us money.
But Yellow Bull.
Yellow Bull Ball. Yeah, I've been collecting this old kind of card, this old Fantasy Flight Living card game called...
What's up?
Yeah, Kendrick. Oh, this is Kendrick. This is Kendrick. Kyle. I'm Kendrick. You're Kendrick,
Kyle? I'm Kyle.
Okay, Kendrick. Okay.
Okay. Kylol and Kendrick.
If you can't figure out who we are by now, by the distinction in our voices... You know,
it's just our moms that listen. It's
just your...
It's just my mom. Your mom doesn't even love you.
this is going to be the one she listens to. She'll be like, I can't...
She'll call me directly and be like, what did you say? It'll be like, sorry, Tracy.
I've been collecting this dead card game called Call of Cthulhu. It's dead because they stopped doing expansions for it, which is kind of one of those things that happens with an LCG at some point.
Sometimes it can't be living forever, otherwise
LCG it's an immortal living card game and not a mortal card game. So it's kind of like think Magic, but with things that you know you're getting instead of buying random booster packs all the time.
I'm pretty sure our listener knows what living card games are.
You think your mom knows what living card games
are? Well, you talked about them, haven't you?
I don't know. That's why I was kind of giving a preface, but... there's, like, basically that what I've been telling is this card game went from, like, 2011 to, like, 2014, right? Or maybe 2010 to 2014. It was a pretty big game. Yeah. So I've been collecting it for a while, and I just had the shop order, like, all the things they could order from their warehouse because it's out of print, and I wanted to make sure I got it before they stopped printing it, you know? Like, they stopped doing, like, reprints of, like, the final stuff or whatever.
Whatever's left in the warehouse. Uh-huh. For all both people still playing it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, okay. And there's like some cool cards in there that I noticed the last night that in the sets that, in the one set that I pulled out, it was actually like a Slender Man card, and I thought that was really cool. And there was also Nikola Tesla, but in the impact of what I think I want to at least start talking about today is that
Slender Man keeps popping up for things.
No, it was cool to me that this game that was heavily influenced by H.P. Lovecraft had this character Slender Man, because Slender Man is something from, as far as I know, creepypasta, which is like a thing that came out, like, you know, maybe less than 10 years ago. And H.P. Lovecraft was writing in the fucking, like, 20s or 30s or something.
Yeah.
Something far from when Reddit came out.
Almost 100 years ago. Well, yeah. And, actually, I think he started 100 years ago, I want
to
say.
So I thought it was cool that they found a way to integrate, like, that into the game. And it was just interesting to me that they were like, hey, this character totally fits for this faction.
And he really does, I'm sure. I mean, It's quite fascinating to me how something like Slender Man came about.
Yeah.
Just because it's such a fucking... It's like... It's the Brownian motion on the internet. It's the random signals from the noise that...
Uh-huh.
That like, make up the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And then something like Slender Man just comes out of it.
And it's now Slender Man's this, like, urban legend. It's not just, like, a...
Yeah, it became, like, a thing. And it's, like... It's, you guys realize it's literally just made up by, like, four nerds on the internet.
And by the way, Creepypasta is a subreddit where people write really terrifying stories, as far as I understand.
Yeah.
I don't know that... There's some nuance to it.
I think Creepypasta itself has become a generic term outside Reddit.
Okay.
But it is... It started... I believe it started there.
There's a lot of these subreddits like this. Creepypasta is one of them. No Sleep is another one. There's subreddits where you are asked to read these stories as if they were real admissions and stories by someone, the person telling them. And it's kind of like when you comment and when you do things inside of the subreddit, act as if these things are true. Like, instead of being like,
that can't happen, but this is the scientific reason why that doesn't make sense.
It's like a little ghost story, even.
Like campfire tales.
Mm-hmm. Whoa, 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 whoa.
This is really cold, so I'm going to steal your cup holder real quick.
Don't fuck with this podcast.
I will fuck with whatever I want to, and you can't stop me.
That's probably true.
Is it working still?
Yeah. But interestingly enough, Cthulhu seems to be a poignant part of most of our lives, and we've never talked about it on the podcast before, or Lovecraftian lore. You know, because we play board games around... You don't want to talk about it?
No, I don't want to talk about Reddit.
Oh, good. Yeah, I don't, that's fine. You don't have to talk about Reddit. Reddit is like the rich man, or the middle-class man's 4chan, in my opinion.
I think Reddit is not quite a wretched hive of scum and villainy, but it's too much.
I think that, for my purposes, I get a lot of my news from my what things I care about off of Reddit. Because, like, I have a board game subreddit, and I have an LCG subreddit, and I'm like, oh, cool, look at all this news. But that's pretty much all I use it for. I don't really get on there to discuss things or
whatever. I think it picked up a weird reputation as being something noble somehow. Like it became a news site, like you said.
Yeah.
And so people treat it with a little bit too much reverence, for my personal opinion.
Yeah.
Like, it's all Reddit. Yeah, I fucking love Reddit. And like, pop off.
Well, people did that with, like, Chive and all that stuff. I think there's individuals that utilize these sites that way.
And I don't like that.
Yeah.
That's basically, it's it.
Where it's like a point of fact. And like this.
Well, and it's just people posting shit. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just people. It's...
I think all of these sites, even 4chan is a good, they're good community sites. Meaning, they're good at bringing communities of people together. They're
very active communities.
Yeah, the people that want to talk to each other, want to interact with each other, and love it.
And want to see pictures of dick butt.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's an internet thing. That's not a Reddit or 4chan thing, right?
Reddit just...
Anyway, so 4chan is like the creepy, tentacled, Lovecraftian cousin of
4chan. 4chan is the bathroom wall of the internet.
I was trying to push it back into Lovecraft.
But then Lovecraft is a bathroom wall that eats you.
Well, the only reason that I want to at least, look at it for a second is because A, it kind of started us in the direction. Yeah, and B, it seems to be something that a lot of our group likes. So, Cthulhu? We play board games, not necessarily just Cthulhu, but like
the Lovecraftian mythos.
Yeah, thank you. Lovecraftian mythos and you!
And me?
Yeah, and you!
Oh, and you.
And them.
And that guy?
Yeah,
struggling with his bike? And Slenderman, he's waving.
He is waving, but it's more like
he's attacking.
Hack.
Not yeah, he's attacking. Yeah. Killed that guy.
But yeah, I think it surrounds us a lot more than we give it credit for, and you'll
surround
see
us and like...
No, not like engulf us, but just it's around us.
Not like the Force?
Yeah, not like this whole horrible cemetery that Zombie Apocalypse started from last time. But,
the one that this guy's turning into right now?
Yeah. That very same one.
The guy driving erratically with a shotgun sticking out of his window?
like Viscera on the front of his car.
Yep, that's Ash. Ash is off.
Even stuff like that. Like, you're talking about games, Ash, and that's a reference to Evil Dead, but there's even a lot of, like, references to Lovecraftian mythos in the Evil Dead. Necronomicon, yeah, right? Anytime you hear about the Necronomicon, that is a reference to a book from the mythos of H.P. Lovecraft. The Necronomicon was written by Azib Azul-Azbar or something like that. I can't even remember his name because I'm a racist. I'm a horrible racist.
Yeah, half the names are made up in it.
Yeah. Oh, really?
In his books.
Oh, you mean like, you know...
Not actual Arabic
names. Yog-Sothoth isn't like a real, like, word?
Oh, no. That one's a saint under Zoroastrianism, and you're offensive for not having it.
Oh, well, I don't give a shit. So, even the Necronomicon, you hear references to the Necronomicon, that's one of the books, one of the powerful books.
I think it's an interesting thing because basically Lovecraft's been around long enough where it's just kind of seeped into the zeitgeist and the popular culture.
I think people refer to him as the father, one of the fathers of horror. Like, him and Edgar Allan Poe are like two people who have kind of changed the way we look at how we write and how we interact with
and
the horror genre.
And it's been around long enough where it's not like... Everybody has encountered something touched by that mythos. Kind of like how Lord of the Rings has been around for so long that it has also seeped into popular culture along the way. Like, people are familiar with those concepts and those characters. Even before the movies came out, people were at least peripherally aware of things like elves and dwarves and shit.
You're right. Even more.
And you think about it, elves and dwarves did not exist in the form we know them until Tolkien.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the elves and dwarves and stuff, like, elves have been changed throughout history. Like, Tolkien elves are not, like, the traditional elf that you see. And just like, you know, fairies and pixies are all different when you go back and look at where they originally came from.
Absolutely. But the
archetypals.
Arc de triomphe.
Okay. That's not a real word, but okay.
Nope. It's the one time France won, so they had an arch. Anyway,
that's right.
That's a joke. They won twice. And so they both times I back up. Anyway, we
I get it.
Yeah, it's funny sticking to the French. So they the like the effect of things like Tolkien can be seen more very easily because of how subtle but pervasive his stuff is. Like Lord of the Rings is directly like Dungeons and Dragons.
I was gonna say Warhammer Fantasy.
Like, yeah, the same Warhammer thing. Fantasy and Dungeons and Dragons both would not exist in their forms without Lord of the Rings. They would be different. They would be, you can trace lineage right back to that. In the same way that I think a lot of horror kind of tropes and memes and concepts and whatnot.
Like tentacled monsters and the unknown.
And things, like, if you think about it, even subtle things like discovering a book and the book being evil. Like that's something that you don't really see until, I don't know of anything I should say, of cursed books and like demons that get inside your mind in the same fashion Lovecraft has, which became a trope all throughout
horror. A lot of like older horror, I think, is like stuff like Dracula, vampires, like that stuff has been around, like we kind of talked about last time, for a while. Like but like, the idea the campfire of story, right? The idea of insanity tropes being something that's scary, you know, and something that's even more terrifying than just not being normal, right?
Yeah, and those are tropes that I think you might see the prototypical kind of thing out of it before that, but it's kind of like this is a weird one. You ready?
Yes. Wait. Yes.
1950s rock and roll.
Okay.
And its effects on popular music, because in the 1950s, 1960s, rock and roll pulled from historical R&B back when it was rhythm and blues, It actually pulled from early ska, like proto-ska. It pulled from all of these different things to make rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
And then it split back out into all those things. Like, there's this bottleneck in the 1950s and early 60s where all music became rock and roll for like a second and then split back out.
So now they're all types of rock and roll.
Yeah, so that's where you can see, like, oh, this was like a very influential time for music because all of those genres came together and then came apart again. But they were forever changed by that history and that connection. So I think it's something similar to be said for things like Lovecraft and Tolkien.
Yeah, you're going a lot deeper than I was planning on going, but yeah, you're right. I mean,
that's what I do.
Even this stuff that, like, you know,
so annoyingly deep.
No, it's not annoyingly. I was just like, I wanted to kind of be like, yeah, you see it in like things like World of Warcraft. Like, a lot of the bosses and raid bosses in World of Warcraft are like based off of Lovecraftian, like, ancient ones.
And it's been around long enough where people like are not necessarily familiar with the name, but they're familiar with the concepts.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's amazing about that. And it helps that it's ancient. I mean, it's like 100 years old.
Oh, so yeah, and like people have been writing in that mythos for like since he died.
Yeah.
And then you know you have to remember that he was like a terrible racist. So if you go back and read his own his old stuff, you will get references that you might find offensive if you're not a like white person or male. Cis white trans.
Hey, yeah. High five.
Celebrate it.
No, my wrist. My wrist the other day, and I forgot about that when I went for the high five.
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to figure out what's going on with it. I'm just gonna hit it with a hammer.
Well, probably just because I got it.
Maybe your healing touch fixed it.
But even more so, we've had numerous friends. Not just board games we've seen. Not just books we read. You know, we typically play a game called Eldritch Horror like once a month. I think we've gotten to do it now. In the last few months, we played it like once a month or so.
I played it twice in 2 months. So yes, that sounds about right.
And that's a very heavily Lovecraft. It's directly Lovecraft. I don't even know what to say, like reference. It's a game from a publisher called Fantasy Flight in the Arkham Files setting universe.
And Arkham is a reference to
Batman.
I should say Arkham is a place, and I think it's a real place, isn't it? Isn't there a real place called Arkham?
I think there's a real place called Arkham.
As far as I know, there is. But that's a good example. Both of us are somewhat knowledgeable people about this stuff, and neither one of us is for sure if it's real or not, because that's how deeply
ingrained it is, right? I'm sure there's some town called Arkham, but this Arkham is,
Arkham in Maine. Yeah, it's somewhere in New England, and Arkham may or may not be a real place. I think it is, but it's been popularized in Lovecraftian mythos, right? Like, that's where it's famous for.
And this is the same spelling of Arkham that you see, like, Arkham Asylum from Batman.
And I'm pretty sure that Batman is a reference to Lovecraft.
Like, the whole thing?
I think the fact that it's Arkham Asylum is a reference to Lovecraft.
Yeah, it's, like, probably the... Yeah.
I mean, because the timeline works out.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of like if... Okay, kind of like, I'm going to case in point here. Led Zeppelin references things like the Battle of Evermore and talks about...
Yeah, that's cool.
That stuff, but he's like... they're talking about Lord of the Rings. But they're not like, and then in J.R.R. Tolkien's book, Lord of the Rings, did this thing. They're, no, they're talking about Gollum and the Evil One. Mordor, and then you're like, wait, what was that?
Yeah.
And they talk about, yeah, going to Mordor, and you're like, wait, what was that? So it's I'm 100% sure
that... What song is that? Like
the Battle of Evermore, so they talk about one of those with this guy, all the sweet mandolin.
Yeah, okay.
And just a couple other ones that they talk about, a few of those things. I don't remember them now, but they were, that was like one of the things that people kind of remember them for. Not necessarily directly that, but nerds remember them.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh,
if
yeah.
you've listened to their music more than on a cursory level, you probably heard those terms now, especially since the movies came out. But, so, that's one thing. Like, board games, there's a lot of horror that references things like, this is cool because the first season of True Detectives actually talks about Carcosa and Hastur and, like, these, like, other, like, old ones and places and, like, the Lovecraftian mythos, which I thought was awesome because it was taking place in the Deep South and, like, there was these detectives that were trying to find this girl and they couldn't find her and it ends up going into this cult and it was great. If you haven't taken the time to watch at least the first season, I don't know what happened in the second season. I was hoping they would keep doing, like, the kind of pulp horror, like, the investigation stuff, but they didn't. The first season of True Detectives with Matthew McConaughey and Woody Nelson.
Woody Harrelson.
Woody Nelson. Absolutely fucking bonkers awesome if you like anything even vaguely referencing Lovecraft.
I will have to look that up.
Yeah.
Future Kendrick, when you're tagging this, write that down. Put it on the list.
So there's stuff like that. Surprisingly enough, there's not a lot of like television media or like television movie Lovecraft stuff. It just doesn't seem to ever hit. Like,
I don't think it translates.
You heard there's if you kind of follow movies at all.
You know that I do not.
The dude who did the Pan's Labyrinth, Guillermo del Toro, I think his name is.
Guillermo del Toro.
I just want to say Blah del Toro because it's fucking not
Fuck
English.
Face.
And like fucking, if you can't say it in English,
totally,
America, then
totally
get out of my face.
Me, but,
yeah.
Okay.
He was going to do At the Mountains of Madness, and that was a really cool thing, because everyone was like, oh shit, he's going to do, like, Lovecraft creatures and stuff like that.
He
and
basically
like,
already does.
Yeah, and the Mego and the different monsters in that story and the brains in jars and stuff, I think, is... No, that's not that one. But the characters from that one would be really cool to see as, like, Gumiril del Toro? Del Toro
Guillermo.
Creatures. Guillermo del Toro.
Guillermo.
And if you haven't watched a bunch of his other movies, like the Scarab and like, or I think it's called the Scarab, and there's a few other ones. His stuff's pretty good,
so
especially from as far as disturbing imagery.
I'll be honest, the only movie of his that I've liked, aside from Pacific Rim, because I know he was involved
in
that one.
Yeah. Another interesting creature movie.
Yeah. Aside from that one, was one of the Hellboys, two Hellboy 2 and Jones.
Yep, that movie's also really cool. And actually, Hellboy references Lovecraft a lot as well.
Yep.
The first Hellboy movie, if you watch it, or if you're reading the comics. They're basically summoning Azathoth in the first one. That's what Rasputin's doing, and he's summoning the Destroyer of Worlds or whatever.
Rasputin.
Yeah.
Lover of the Russians.
That's not Hellboy.
No, that's Boney M. from the 70s, which was a Caribbean band. They were from somewhere in the Caribbean, Trinidad maybe, and they sang in English, and they competed in the European, Euro song. What's it? Eurovision.
Oh, really?
Pop thing.
Eurovision is probably Lovecraft.
They were really popular in Germany as Trinidadians singing in English. It was very confusing, the whole thing. About Rasputin.
Like, Eurovision is a place you go when you want to, like...
and it's just like, ugh. I don't even know. It wasn't even like... I don't think it was even East Germany. I think it was West Germany at the time. And it was like, the fuck?
The fuck is this?
The fuck indeed. Veritably, sir, I say the fuck.
But then the last thing is we've always had, like, our two of our friends are very interested in writing. Two of our people that we call friends outside of this car are interested in doing, like, Lovecraft-based stories, right? And that's kind of something that they've talked about for a long time. So it's interesting that we are in a group that is surrounded by this, whether we like it or not.
Permeated.
That's a good one.
Inundated.
Engulfed.
Inundated.
That's not the right one. But yeah, so if you haven't ever checked out, like, anything Lovecraft before, maybe give it a shot. And sometimes the books are a little, like, it, based on how horror is nowadays, I don't think you'd consider any of his books really that horrible. I much prefer listening to the book on tape if I can.
Horrible or horrific?
They're, yes.
I feel like if it's horrible...
They're not horrible books either, but...
I've read horrible books.
Yeah, they're not as horrific anymore because a lot of the things that he's talking about in his books is, like, people being terrified of the unknown, being terrified of the things that may happen to them, and I don't know if people are scared by that anymore based off of things. And
mostly so, just politics and zombies.
Some of the times, like, he'll do some descriptions of some creatures, and you're like, oh, fuck, that sounds kind of scary. But there's not, like... It's not the same type of horror you read nowadays. It's different, and... It's more build up. It's
I should like to think the genre has evolved a little over 100 years.
I don't know that I would say evolved, because I don't know that it got, like, I don't know that the kind of horror that, I don't know what Lovecraft would do if he saw, like, horror today. If he'd just be like, well, that's too obvious, right? And like people getting torn apart or whatever. I think a lot of things like even maybe things like Scream and movies like slasher movies pull a lot from Lovecraft, because it's all about the unknown. You don't know who it is. They're trying to, like, stalk you and trick you and trap you, and you're not sure about where everything's coming from. That kind of nuance is very, I think, I would say, based on my opinions, very Lovecraftian. But, like, when you look at something like, I don't know, less edgy? Articulate movies.
Oh.
Like Freddy Krueger or, like...
Well...
I said, like, 50 times there, sorry.
Like.
I'm trying to think of...
Well,
Oh, my God, I can't...
Yeah, I was going to say, Freddy Krueger preys on...
I love Freddy Krueger,
our fear of the unknown and our fear of...
I think it's...
Our helplessness when we're asleep.
Thank you, that's a more one.
Which is... I think that goes a little older than Lovecraft. That's like an old school...
Yeah, that's true, but...
Dreams being... Yeah.
Dreams... Yeah, okay, that's...
The danger of being asleep. And that's like human condition.
Maybe, yeah.
And maybe I'm going to lie down with my eyes closed, switch off all my sensory systems for a few hours in the dark.
And hope that everyone around
me is someone I trust. I'm sure nothing bad will happen here.
Yeah. Huh? But yeah, so I mean, go check it out if you haven't. There's some pretty good stories, like the Call of Cthulhu one that's pretty famous. The Rats in the Walls is one I really like a lot. The Dunwich Horror, The Color Out of Space, all those are the pretty popular big stories. Herbert West, The Reanimator, is a really fun one, where, like, the dude figures out how to bring things back to life, kind of, and it ends up not working out so well. That's the sound of not working out so well.
I wonder what that is.
So, yeah.
It's interesting.
I think so. I find it.
I am not a general huge fan of the horror genre, so I can't speak to that. But I can speak to the zeitgeist.
Which he does, and he will do, without you asking him to.
Yeah, no, I'll jump right in. Dig around your zeitgeist.
That sounds
slappy with it.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
Why are you digging around in there?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Just doing it. That's all I know. Rock your hat, wearer.
Have you read any of his stuff at all?
Lovecraft?
Yeah.
Nah. It really does not appeal to me, to be honest. Like, I like the concepts. I'm familiar with the mythos at a very high level, but I'm not really keen on digging into it too much.
That's fair.
It's just not for me. And same reason with the zombies.
Mm.
I mean, similar for the zombies.
Terrifying about nightmares when you're sleeping?
Yeah. It's not even just that so much as nightmares that make me wake up and prevent you from sleep, and I have enough problems with actually getting enough goddamn sleep.
Go RAM and sleep. Yeah, I could get used to that as an excuse. Oh my god, this is horrible. There's so much bad things happening. I'm gonna close my eyes and hope for the best.
Yep, we're good. Everything's good.
Okay.
That was one of those like, yellow light, red light,
okay.
Bad. Okay. I think I can make it. Nope.
Yeah, I did have I told you about that weird nightmare I had the other day, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, Jesus, like, I was like, why are they doing that? Why is this happening? But, like, usually when I have a horrible nightmare, I tend to write, like, a story about it or try to write it out if I can.
Well, I told you about that really weird one I had the other day, right?
Maybe not.
It really just preyed on that whole insecurity that we all have, that everyone around you actually doesn't like or care about you, and that everything that you've ever lived is a lie of manipulation. Just to fuck with your
head. I don't know that I heard about this one, but I do. I do. I do have.
Well, I don't know if this is the right venue for it, but it basically we were. It was a bunch of us friends Friends will be friends. Running naked in the sand. We weren't running naked in the sand, to be specific. But we were on the run.
And we were naked.
We were on the run from some government agency, which was like vaguely related to a movie I'd seen that week or something. That kind of stuff. And we were like, a band of us were like running and hiding from the government. And It was, it was one of those, not post-apocalyptic, but definitely dystopian kind of future worlds.
Sure.
And, I don't know what we're all waiting here for.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
You're asking a lot of questions.
Don't think about it. And so we were like fleeing and trying to make a plan to get back at somebody or overthrow something or blow something up. I don't remember what it was. And as we were like running around and like hiding and moving around from place to place, people started, I think, going missing, but mostly what happened was y'all fucking turned on me, like, right away.
Like, without hesitation, almost.
Well, no, and it turned out that not only did you didn't turn on me, you had been plants the entire time.
Oh, wow.
And you were sent to me to quell the rebellion. Right, like that was the whole thing, and it was a microcosm because there was just like 12 of us. But it was like for some reason that was the rebellion they were worried about. So,
yeah, this is a 12-person rebellion.
Yeah, so it was like
because it's kind of like a number that makes sense within the realm of naming itself.
Kind of like what was it, 13 monkeys? No, what the number of monkeys?
Right. 12 monkeys.
12 monkeys. I was close. Off by one. Damn it, 12 monkeys or any of those the things where you've got people who are going back to fuck with stuff when it wasn't time travel. You just did that, and it turned out that. It was, like, really fucked up. It was, like, our entire relationship, mine and yours, and I think mine and Kate, and there were a couple of the people in there, all fake.
You got total recalled, bro.
Yeah. I did. It was total recall. That was the one that was more than 12 monkeys. It was like, oh, yeah, no, all fake. All, 8 years of high school.
That's interesting.
Just that, all fake.
That thing came up in one of the podcasts I was listening to the other day where, like, this guy's wife left him, and, like, he figures out later down the line that she was just there to make sure he was safe and then fell in love with him and, like, married him and then had to go leave again because you weren't supposed to do that, right? And, like,
yeah.
I didn't realize how much of a, like, a thing that was, like, a story archetype that was.
A human condition anxiety, right? It's an insecurity thing is when you're not, you think about it, how easy it could actually be for that to be so,
but
right?
I don't think it is that lie. Easy. Like, yeah, but, like, that's a, like, you... You'd have to find some profound importance in your own self. Like, I don't think I'm important enough for someone to do that.
Right, right. And that's what the story made sense. That's why the dream was disturbing, because in that context, I was apparently important enough to justify that. So it made all of those feelings, like, legitimate. So my brain was just sitting there justifying all of the, like, but I'm not important enough for that. It's like, you are leading a rebellion. And it's like, oh shit.
I am important enough. The whole thing
was like, really? They're like, yeah, it was all business. And you're like, oh. But what about, nope. Oh.
Did you get caught in the end?
Yeah, because you turned on me. And it was like,
me personally?
You did, and I don't remember who else did, but several other people did. And then it was like, we were like in Mexican standoff mode.
Oh, cool.
And it was like, really? You're like, yep. All of that. It's like,
that did you feel bad that day? In the morning you woke up, you're like, I don't know.
The next couple of days, I was kind of like,
don't ever watch Gone Girl.
Yeah, no, I've heard about that
will
one.
Will fuck you up if, in the same like vein. You're like, oh god.
I've seen movies that had stuff like that. People have played that game. Memento has that, but what's the other one? What's the time travel one? I always forget the name of.
I don't know. You forgot the name of it.
What happens? Not Looper.
Looper.
Fuck. Not Looper. What's the other one? The one where they take the time machines back and it's very confusing.
Oh, the fucking.
Yeah.
Blank drinking game. I can't remember the name of it.
Well, sorry, everybody at home.
What the fuck? No, we're gonna
hold on. Please hold. Well, it's like that one where you start getting fucked with your head starts getting fucked with real bad, and you're not sure what's real anymore, and who's on your side, and who's fucking with you. Primer.
Primer.
Boom. It's called Primer. So we're out of time.
Is that enough time?
So to conclude, we got stickers.
Yeah, we do. Fuck. And we already referenced racism because of Lovecraft, so.
Okay. But he was right. There you go. Now we're, like, sort of racist as well.
Yeah, this is the one
I was thinking. Yeah, that's
the time travel chart, and it's, like,
the time travel chart, which is just, it is just spirals.
Link this comic.
To this one. We will do that. So, Kendrick, link that comic. And then people will be sitting here for 30 minutes wondering why that comic was linked. And then in the last 45 seconds, they will understand.
That's like my bug videos. Like, I just have the bug in the last 10 seconds. But it's a 2-minute video.
Nice.
Yeah, no. Bye, everyone.
We out.